Have your say.
Across the West Midlands, call 08453 009956.
BBC WM 95.6.
7 minutes past eight now. The family of a teenager killed in the Birmingham pub bombings will today officially launch a new campaign to get the case reopened. It's 39 years since the bombs went off, killing 21 people. The family of Maxine Hambleton say that they need more public support after an online petition got less than 3,000 signatures. Maxine's sister Julie, brother Brian, now have access to documents from the trial of the Birmingham Six, who of course were later cleared of the bombing. They met with one of the Birmingham Six. They met with Paddy. It was a BBC Inside Out special that was shown on Monday. If you've not seen it, it will be on iPlayer. It's an incredible documentary, well worth checking out. It's called Who Murdered Maxine? The campaign group Justice for the 21, they've now recorded a song to highlight their campaign, co-written by Dave Morgan, formerly of ELO, and Phil Hatton, sung by the local band Quill. And Phil and Dave are in the studio now. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Phil, I'm just going to come to you first. Talk about this. There's a panorama programme on the BBC tonight talking about soldiers from a secret British Army unit. They've admitted shooting unarmed civilians during the Troubles in Northern Ireland in the early 70s. Here we are today, the 39th anniversary of the bombings. How do you feel about the fact that we are still learning stuff about what happened in Ireland at that time?
Yeah, well, it's very sad to hear that news, that soldiers who were there to protect the people were actually shooting them. That's not right. No. Murder is murder, whoever causes it. Terrorism. This is a new word, terrorism. In Victorian times, they were called hellhounds. And 39 years ago today, 21 people were going about the business in Birmingham, going to work or doing whatever they were going to do during the day, and they didn't see out the day because they were blown to bits by these hellhounds. Those hellhounds got up 39 years ago this morning with hate in their hearts, and they brought it to the heart of Birmingham. And ever since then, nothing has been done to find out the real culprits. If the soldiers killed people in Belfast, if there were units, well, let's get them out. Let's find out who they were and prosecute them. That's as simple as that. We don't want people like that in the army.
Is it right, Phil, you used to drink in the tavern?
I used to drink in the tavern in 1969. I used to play in a band. We were called Heavy Boots, and we wrote a song about the tavern in the town, Little Jim Brown in the tavern in the town. It was called Who Knows, Who Cares, which is, when we've just got 3,000 signatures and when we're looking for 100,000, we want the people of Birmingham to know that we in the campaign care. We want the people of Birmingham to care as well. We need 100,000 signatures so this can be brought up in Parliament. And those 21 innocent Brummies who were just having a drink in the tavern and in the mulberry bush can get justice. Simple as that. It was the people going to work today, or the people in Birmingham. Here's a question. When you go to work or when you go and see somebody today, ask the question, where was the biggest mass murder in the 20th century in mainland Britain? Where did it take place? And I should imagine that 9 out of 10 people don't know that it took place here in Birmingham, and we still haven't found out who did it.
Tell us about this song then, Phil.
This song, I had the idea for the song, 21 today, 21 yesterday, 21 tomorrow. And I took it to my good friend Dave, who I've known for a long time. Dave, who played with ELO and lots of bands, Magnum, and lots of bands in the time. And Dave took it over, and he's done a great job and a very sensitive job. You'll be playing a bit of it later on. And hopefully next year we've got a concert at the Town Hall for the Justice for the 21 campaign. Where we'll be getting a few local artists. Steve Gibbons has said he's going to play. Joy from Quill, and we've got a few other names as well.
Okay, Dave, I just want to bring in you. Tell it from your side of the story. How did you kind of get involved in this, and how did the song come about?
Well, just like Phil just said, he came to me. He told me about this this campaign that he was involved with, Justice for the 21, which I wasn't aware of it. And he got this idea for the song, which was built around the around that phrase, 21 today, 21 yesterday, 21 tomorrow. So we built the song up from that, and I recorded in my little studio at home. And as Phil says, when the recording is a template for other people to get involved with it.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be part of this big show we're doing next year. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because we had the Inside Out documentary on BBC earlier on this week. Do you think, Dave, that the feeling that Julie Hambleton talked about on Monday of being ignored, do you think that feeling is receding a little bit? People are taking a little bit more notice again of the campaign.
Well, obviously, it is a local issue. It's a concern for folk from Birmingham. Mm. This is our town. Our town was the one that suffered this outrage all those years ago. Many people remember it, me included. Many people who are listening will remember it. And if they do feel a sense of outrage that this has never been brought to closure, and that there's some kind of cover up going on. That you mentioned about Ireland, about stuff coming out of Ireland that's just now being revealed.
Yeah.
But this needs something to be revealed in our institutions here, because there's something going on that this has never been brought to a conclusion. So these families have never felt like they could put this issue behind
to rest. Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, guys, I want to thank you for coming in this morning. We're going to play a little bit of the song to kind of end our time together. But I just want to say, keep in touch. Yeah. Let us know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Go on, Phil.
Well, the song and the concert, what we're trying to do to raise money for this song is for a memorial, a proper memorial in Birmingham for those 21 innocent victims. A proper memorial in New Street where it happened. London's got a great big memorial, so they should have for the 7-7, but Birmingham has got nothing at
all. Right. All right. Listen, Phil, Dave, thanks for coming in, guys.
It's a pleasure.
We'll play the song, and I don't doubt for a second that we'll be speaking again about this.
Oh, great.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
This is 21 today, 21 yesterday, 21 tomorrow.
And everybody sign a petition, please.
They said it was awarded. Had to win or lose, but I can still remember when I heard it on the news. But after all this time, I wonder why. Who won that war? What was it for? It's taken every tear I had to cry. There's 21 today, 21 yesterday, 21 tomorrow. The sky looks the same.
That is 21 today, 21 yesterday, 21 tomorrow by the Justice for the 21 campaign.